One recording on. Second recording should be kicking in. And good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Monday, marvelous Monday, April 16, 2018. Yours truly, RayRin98 here. And as the tweet went out and said, no new intel, we don't have a whole lot of new information to share with you today. So this will probably be more of a training op instead of an intel op. Everything was quiet over the weekend, with the exception, naturally, of election talk. So there was a lot of election stuff going on over in Iraq on the TV, scuttlebutt. That is the topic of discussion, elections. But in addition to that, we did get some information that let us know that the gas and oil dispute between Erbil and Baghdad had ended, and that was under parliamentary decree. So that's good. We are looking for the parliament session to commence tomorrow, and they're expecting a 90% participation to make a quorum. Time will tell on that. As far as the other Iraqi information, not only does the CBI governor, but even the Iraq finance minister were reportedly saying that they are ready for this RV, if you will, revaluing the currency, deleting the three zeros. But due to fraud and corruption, the timing is not ideal. And that's the information that is being put out publicly for all of us to receive and accept. And of course, now the CBI also put out a call, I think it was earlier this morning, last night, whatever, to the citizens to turn in their damaged currency, any damaged or tattered currency that is just old and ugly. They could bring it in and replace it for some new, pristine, clean, sharp currency. That activity is going on. That's nothing here nor there that's going to excite us. Right now, the most exciting information that we've been getting is from our own banking community from last week. And even though some folks don't give too much credit to the bank stories, one thing's for certain. Iraq can say what it wants to say. It can do what it wants to do. But when it comes down to it, it's going to be you and whatever bank you're dealing with. And that's going to be that. And if that bank is still saying, no, I don't see it, no, I'm not going to do it, it won't get done until they are ready to do it. So what the banks say and what they feel and what they're preparing for carries a lot as far as I'm concerned. But I'll leave that up to each individual to decide what they like to hear and what's important to them. I report, you decide, that the banks are gearing up, getting ready. We're hearing more and more stories of turning over a new leaf. Didn't believe it before, believe it now. Some are even giving proposed dates of the 22nd. Some banks are saying by the 29th. We have some employees that were trained, going through training phases to be completed with expectations for May 1. And that's all right along 29, 30, May 1. It's all in the same vicinity as far as I'm concerned. So you have two sides of the coin. One side of the coin says we're looking for something to happen by the end of April. Of course, now we are getting some May 1 references to look for a large volume of business May 1, is what some employees are being told. Now, the other side of that coin, Iraq information that is clearly out there, they want to get the elections out of the way first. If that's going to be a real situation or not, we have to wait and see. But that is the communique that mostly is going out on the Iraq side. Elections, elections, elections. Get the elections out of the way. So we wait patiently and plan. And if it happens around the 22nd, all well and fine. I'm ready. And if it goes to the 29th, I'm ready. And if it even pushes over into the 1st of May, I'm ready. And even if it goes beyond the elections into the end of May, 1st of June, guess what? I'm ready. Hopefully you can say the same thing. Because that's all we can do is wait on it until it actually happens and just make sure we've nailed down everything that we need to nail down and confirmed everything that we need to confirm in the process. So let's see what questions I can entertain for you. Oh, wait a minute. Before I go to questions, let me see if Johnny Come Lately showed up yet. No, he didn't show up yet. This show must go on, as they say. Anyway, Love Wolf says, good morning, gentlemen. A friend asked me if the banks would be reporting our transactions to the state tax board, seeing they are supposed to report any transactions over $10,000. Maybe you might want to check with the banks so that you can get a better understanding of what that whole process is about. I don't know of any banks ever reporting anything to any tax boards. Not heard any banking people say that they're going to be doing that, so that's new to me. But the transactions over $10,000, to my understanding, were never reported to any taxing boards anyway. That's just a FinCEN report, so that the part of government that wants to keep up with who's moving what amounts of money, they can get a bird's eye view. That was my understanding for that whole process. But we shall see. Puddled PNW says, is there still a 30-day window prior to the elections where major changes could not be made? Is this specific to the parliament and the CBI is excluded from this consideration? Puddled PNW, I'm not sure about that one. 30-day window prior to elections. Major changes could not be made. We'll have to look into that. Big Draft says, do you have any further information? No, nothing on military, guys. You guys just, we've given you the military information that we've had. We told you who to check with. That's where you need to direct your questions, to the finance offices. When we have something, we will definitely pop it out and say, hey, veterans, we have something for you. Ben 16 Mac. If I understand correctly, there will be a limit of 10 100 trillion ZIM notes that we can cash in. Okay. Actually, that proposed limit is for one quad of ZIM in any combination of 100s and 50s of the trillions, billions, millions, and thousands. So 10 100 trillion ZIM notes is just one way to reach that quad limit. So if you try to stay more with the quantity instead of the actual notes, it won't get as confusing. So that's one quadrillion ZIM is supposedly going to be the ceiling limit. At least that's what the committee had given us. So Ben Mack continues, if we have an excess amount over the limit, can we put the balance in a trust or LLC Probably not, knowing that you still intend to benefit from it. Or do we have to give it away as a gift to someone or be able to put it into a humanity project? Well, do both. Give it away as a gift to someone by way of a humanity project, by way of a charity. Then that way, if you can, you can at least take the deduction for the value of what you gave. And if what you gave is worth $10 mil, you have a $10 million tax write-off that you gave to charity. How about that? Okay, Jim in KC. Clarify, please. You have said the 6 to 7 government committees each make recommendations of what should be the final exchange procedures to their superiors. Their superiors, in turn, then decide what to include in those final procedures. However, you indicated the banking system might also have some decision-making power. For instance, they decided they didn't want the 100-year and 50-year payouts. So does the government have to negotiate with the banking system before the final exchange procedures are set? Well, we don't know if the final exchange procedures are already set, but naturally it has to be some agreement, I would think, for the bank to be agreeing to do something they don't normally do. If not, some other department or division would have to take on that aspect of it. Burbank Lou, any info from the committee since it disbanded? Nothing for today. Let me make sure, because we still hear from them from time to time, even though they've moved on to bigger and better things. But we do get periodic updates, just not on a daily basis. But nothing for the beginning of this week yet. Okay. Let's see, Nicole 19. Just one question. Since there are several countries in this basket, why are we waiting for Iraq? Can't they all RV on their own and let Iraq join them when it is ready? Well, that was my question 2 years ago. Still don't have an answer for that. Ms. 50, MS 50, is there any truth to the talk that you will have to be a member of a group to be able to exchange your Zim? No. Beyond the Sky says, whatever. Okay. Beyond the Sky, where the heck have you been all this long time? Anyway. Let me go to the next member here. Guess I better start reading these before I actually read them out loud. Okay, Lena says, it appears to me Iraq is going to have an election and that the RV may not happen till after the election. Several times you have stated this is a done deal and all we are waiting for is the announcement. Do you still stand behind that statement? Yes, it's a done deal. Just waiting for the announcement. Now, they are saying they're deciding to make the announcement after the election. Still doesn't mean it's not a done deal. Now, we can't. We just have to wait on when they want to make the next move. Okay, let's see. Okay, let me see what this name is. KJMACHORRO. It's not what. Doesn't look like what I was thinking that it might would be. But anyway, I have been in this for 10 years. Today is my birthday. Great day or week for an RV. Yes, great week for an RV. Would you play the birthday song for all those with birthdays today? I appreciate so much. and Tony too, of course. So obviously that was direct to me. To play the birthday song. Okay. I think we can accommodate that person. We'll do this real quick for all those celebrating birthday today on April the 16th. Since he made the request, or she.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake. Bossy in the island way. You'll be jamming all night to the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have no worries, just hesitate. It's time to bossy, time to celebrate.
Yeah. Happy birthday. Okay, let's see. Where do we go from here? Let me refresh this screen. It seems to be doing something a little strange. 1 second. There we are. Okay, 404. First caller on the line. What's going on?
Hi, Ray. What's going on? Hi. Well, you just told us what's going on. Appreciate the little bits of nuggets here. It keeps adding pieces to the puzzle here. I'd like to do some follow-up on some things that you had put out in the past week or so, dealing with this 24K magic song, Bruno Mars. And as it turns out, it apparently had a reference to Shabibi that you were wanting us to be determining, correct?
Well, not on this call.
Oh, okay. Well, may I ask what Shabibi is doing then?
I don't know at the present.
That your sources are saying that Shabibi is doing and the role he is playing.
They've made no comment.
All right. They made no comment. Okay. There was something else that was posted, however, on TNT chat floating through, talking about someone's sources saying that their sources at the IMF had let things go on Thursday. I'm not sure whether or not that was referencing last Thursday or projecting for this Thursday, but that they didn't know how long it might take for it to trickle down to us seeing something. Have your sources verified that piece of information? Because, like I say, that was out on the TNT chat.
No, because if they had, then I would have brought it on this call.
Well, that's what I was wanting to verify. You know, that's where I was. And if that had been something that had been forgotten, that you would say, oh, yeah, I meant to tell you that. So, okay. Good enough. Well, those were the two things that just were kind of floating through my mind here. And, of course, I'm the date and rate person kind of thing out there because I'm married to one who's wanting a date and rate, and you've given us various and sundry dates that we're looking toward. And, of course, then I always add 10 days to that for the Pay It Forward projects. And, again, Ray, appreciate this. And as long as Tony isn't going out doing the exchanges, we shan't worry on here, and we'll tell him we miss having him on with you as well. But a momentous, memorable Monday, so may it be. Appreciate it. Thanks again, Ray. Appreciate your help.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 316 Kansas, you are on.
Yes. There's information coming out that the RV started last week and that Tier 1 and 2 went last week, Tier 3 this weekend, and Tier 4. Which I think is supposed to start today. Have you heard anything about that?
Sir, I've been getting that same exact piece of information every week for 4 weeks now, that someone's been sending it. And it gets a new dateline put on it, but it's the same CRAP as far as I'm concerned.
How do we keep derogatory information down and know what we're supposed to be listening to here.
Pick and choose who you want to listen to, and just don't listen to every Tom, Dick, and Harry and read every cotton picking thing that comes out. That's the best answer I can give for you. That's what I do. And it helps me keep my sanity. And because one thing's for certain, if I only pick one source to listen to and you pick 10 sources to listen to, we both going to exchange at the same time. That I firmly believe.
It's
going to happen for me the same day it happens for you. So it's peace of mind for me to just stick with one set of information, and whatever comes from it, the RV is going to happen when it happens for all of us. Nobody's going to get a 10-hour, 24-hour, 3-day advance on anyone else, I don't believe.
That sounds good. Well, you gentlemen have a good day. Thank you.
All right, sir. Have a good day. California 818, you are on.
Yes, hi. I guess I have no questions this time. Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right. Another California 805, you are on.
Hey, Ray, how you doing today?
Hey, I'm fantabulous-er to the nth degree. And yourself?
Great. Glad, I'm not doing bad. Glad to hear that. My question is, you said that they were reporting that they were going to wait till after the election. Is that from the Iraqi TV? Is that the government of Iraq or the central bank or just the news in Iraq reporting that?
Right now, I'm just going to say it's the scuttlebutt of Iraq. I haven't really seen any real official communication saying we're going to hold off until after the elections. But it's the talk of what different folks are saying.
Okay, then the public itself is what I'm gathering from that answer.
Well, it is what the public is receiving, but mainly due to fraud and corruption, they're saying they want to hold off thinking after elections that will be cleaned up, I guess, to some degree.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thanks for clarifying that. You guys have been reporting that the banks are on alert and they've been getting a special training. And if I got that right, that's the banks here in the United States, not in Iraq, correct?
Correct, the U.S. banks.
The U.S. banks, okay, because I'm just kind of curious as to what kind of training they could possibly be needed. You know what I mean? It should just be an exchange like a euro or any, or a euro.
You mean over here?
Yes.
Oh, well, some of the banks are actually training wealth managers because they're expecting this influx of cash-heavy people. Wanting services, product, et cetera. So there's some of them are in training or have been in training to be able to deal with some of us.
Okay, that's the wealth manager, not so much the process of doing an exchange of currency. I gotcha. Okay,
well,
that clears that.
Well, a lot of tellers, to my understanding, have already been through the process of exchanging the currency. And it's not so much just exchanging currency, but we have to take into account the average transaction that a bank teller might see on a currency exchange, a couple hundred dollars, maybe a few thousand. All of us are walking in there, or most of us, we're in the millions. Now, I don't mean U.S. dollars, but I'm just saying the currency. You walk in there with 10 million Vietnamese dong. Well, that didn't cost a great deal of money, $500. You can at $50 a million. That's mm-hmm. 10 million. But when you go into a teller or a banking person and just the word 10 million, oh, wait a minute. I'm used to 20s, hundreds, thousands. Here comes millions.
I got you.
And then when you
I
do the
you.
Transactions, so that's a training process in and of itself.
I got you. I see you. Okay. I appreciate that. That kind of answers all my questions, and let's just hope that this thing happens before the end of April, like you say, and you have a great day. Sorry Tony's not there
right.
today, but you guys have a great day anyway.
All right, sir. Thank you. Okay, this next state, Ohio. The last Ohio caller almost got the entire state banned. So let's see what you say, 5, 6, 7.
Hi. What was that about Ohio?
Hey.
Are you?
I said the last Ohio caller almost got the entire state banned.
From buying dinar?
No, from being on this call, speaking.
Oh, okay. Wow, I hope not. I was just.
I don't know. We're going to wait and see what you say. Yes, things are going great.
I was just wondering, like, all, you know, all the banking people, like the tellers and the wealth managers and all the banking employees that are being trained on this, wouldn't mm-hmm. they all be going out and, you know, loading up on all the currency that they can, or did they have to, like, sign some sort of agreement that they're not allowed to buy dinar or dong or, you know, whatever?
Well, I don't know how long you've been on this ride, but for many years we talked about the banking community was keeping its employees in the dark and for this very purpose. But then after so long, the light started coming through. And as the light came through, because they had to start training some of these employees for what was yet to come, and then came the agreements, signing contractual agreements not to purchase currency, not to have their spouse purchase currency. So some of them actually succumb to that type of an activity. And then there's a few that I've even spoken with that said, no, I haven't signed any contract yet to prevent me from purchasing.
Oh, okay.
So I've seen over the years a variation of denial that it's not going to happen to, okay, it's going to happen, but you can't buy any, sign this contract, and to even now where there's some that no one said anything to them yet about not purchasing, but they are very much learning what is going on.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I appreciate it. And I was going to say, too, I haven't been listening to the calls as long as some other people. I've only been in this for probably about a year, but I really appreciate the calls.
Oh,
and I'm going to be sending in a donation in May because I want these calls to keep going, so... You know, I really appreciate the information, and thanks a lot for everything.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Take care.
Have a good day. Alrighty. Florida, 954 area code. You are on. 954 area code, Florida. You are on. 954 area code. One more time. Okay, let's see. I'll go to Maryland, 240 area code.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, my name is Donna. I have a question as to when you're bargaining for an interest rate, is that quarterly, annually, or and in what percentage would you do that in?
Whatever you can get. Start as high as you possibly can and work your way down.
Okay.
And start with the highest rate that you can possibly negotiate.
Okay.
And the shortest interval that you can negotiate.
Okay.
Now what would be the shortest interval?
Monthly.
Daily.
Oh, daily.
Daily.
Okay.
If you're so inclined. Ask not, receive not. So go for it.
Thank you.
Other than daily, it's weekly.
Okay.
Then from weekly, monthly.
Okay.
So try to get it compounded as short of a time as you can with as high of a rate as you can get. Now, of course, if it's compounded in a short frequency, i.e., weekly, a small interest rate is going to be a great deal for you.
Okay.
As opposed to a large one. So if you can get the short frequency, the small rate is going to be very, very attractive.
Okay.
you know, 2% a week, compounded weekly, that's going to be a very nice payout with a considerable principal amount put in.
Okay.
So those are the equations that I would be focusing on, trying to get the shortest frequency. And then based on the frequency, then you can look at what rate is going to be acceptable.
Okay.
It's a mathematics thing, so we just have to play the numbers.
Well, I'm getting ready to. I have one more question. You said, you know, I've never gotten a chance to get in on your, you know, their form or whatever about protecting your money, your principal. I know you say use other people's money to do, you know, other business entities or things that you want to do. Is there anything else that you could just enlighten me briefly on?
Well, you know, that's the main thing, really, if you focus on that. You know, the numbers we've received saying to us that the average currency holder is going to be exchanging under $400,000.
Under, okay.
Right, the average. And out of so many millions of those that hold currencies, the average person is going to be $400,000 or less. That's nothing.
I know.
$1 million is nothing. If that's all you're going to have when you exchange is $1 million, that's nothing. When you're looking for something to take care of you the rest of your life.
Exactly.
And then you want to take care of other people also.
That's
so
true.
The first rule that we have to subscribe to is protect your principal. So that means any money spending that you were planning to do on exchange day, first and foremost, did we really need to spend that money for that purpose, or is it just a desire that we were trying to achieve? A lot of us want to hurry up and pay our bills off, but there's no one pointing a gun at your head saying, hey, you just exchanged, you need to pay all this debt.
Exactly.
That's your mind saying that. So
Mm-hmm. Do
you really need to do all of that right then? No, you don't. What you need to do is make sure that your money is working for you 24/7 so you don't have to work for it.
Correct.
So we assess what needs to be done. Well, I need $2,500 to take care of some emergent things when this RV happens. The other stuff, it can wait. Other
mm-hmm.
bills, other people, I can take care of them next month.
Okay.
But on exchange day, I only need $2,500 to take care of this. I only need $3,000 to take care of that.
Right.
Then we need to be looking at OPM, other people's money.
Yeah.
You go in and borrow that kind of money at a low interest rate so that you can let your money go to work at a high interest rate. So here's an example. You get a 2% loan.
Mm-hmm.
But then you get involved in an interest, an investment that's paying 10%.
Okay.
So now you have 10% coming in and 2% going out while you're servicing that loan. So you're only getting 8%. But look at down the road. Sooner or later, that 2% loan is going to be paid off, and your 10% is still kicking in now indefinitely because you protected that principal and put it to work.
Hmm.
So there's no issue with, I have this new debt. I have this loan. That's okay. Your investments can service that debt. So let that debt be serviced by the investment, and then when the debt has been retired, now you have 100% of the investment money coming to you on an ongoing basis. As opposed to, let's say that the debt was $10,000 and you wanted to retire that immediately, so you wanted to just pay off that $10,000 debt. Now that's $10,000 that's gone.
Mm.
No, that's more than $10,000 that's gone. You just eliminated any opportunity that $10,000 could make for you at 10%.
Right.
That's called lost opportunity. So now you not only lost that 10 grand because you hurry up and paid that bill, but you also lost the opportunity on what that 10 grand could be doing for you for the next 30 years into the future. Add all of that up.
Whoa.
And then you will think twice before you rush to pay something. Before we rush to pay cash for something, we will think and consider, okay, let's crunch some numbers here. And the majority of the foreign currency holders have to think this way to survive. Because this little $400,000, this little $1 million, it's not going to last you a lifetime. So you have to be very careful on how much of it am I going to let leave me permanently versus how much of it am I going to put to work for me permanently.
Right.
And once you do the math, you will make the right decision.
Thank you so much. Very much.
That's the whole concept on protect your principal. Use
Thank
other people's
so
money
much.
To get the things done that you need to get done. Now, the things that you want to get done, you wait and let the interest pay for those things, even if you have to finance it.
Smart.
Well, Ray, I want a new house. Okay, you don't have to pay cash for that house. Put that money to work. Let the interest that's being generated make the house payments.
Sure.
30 years down the road, house is paid for, and you still have all of that money still working for you like a Hebrew slave.
Sounds good to me.
Makes sense Wonderful. To me, too.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, Florida, I'm going to bounce back to you and give you another try. 954 area code. You are on. Florida. 954. Okay. Illinois. 312.
Hey, Ray. How you doing?
Hey, I'm fantabulous-er to the nth degree. And yourself?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I just raised my hand. Sounds like you have any more callers.
That's right. I was getting ready to get out
wow.
of here, but I decided, well, I'll
wow.
take this
well,
one more person.
I won't hold you long. I'm outside walking in the snow. But I wanted to know,
not in a hurry.
Have you all heard anything about the protest that was supposed to be starting over there tomorrow? Are they still set to do that on the 18th?
Protest for what? What are they protesting? I already know about
it. In Iraq, on the last
time,
they were
tearing up Maliki posters.
They were going to have sit-ins. They were going to have protests and sit-ins because they were upset over the way, you know, a body hadn't done the thing yet. And he said they were supposed
to
start
on the
18th.
No, I haven't heard any more on the sit-in on the 18th. Well, that's the day after tomorrow, so we may hear some more information
okay,
today
tomorrow.
Pertaining to
Okay. Huh. Okay. Well, that was my question. I thought about that. I was like, I wonder if they're still going forward with that. And if they are not still going forward with that, why would they not be? What information could they have gotten if they decided not to do it?
Oh, yes. There's some levels of civil unrest over there with the whole situation. So.
Right.
Take
okay.
it day by day and keep it
happening. All righty. Well, thank you, sir.
Okay.
I appreciate you, Mr. Tony, in his absence. Have a great day, and we'll talk with you
okay.
later.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All righty.
Okay. Let me get this one more. 707, California.
Good morning, Ray. I was on the call last week about not receiving your messages for the calls, and you sent me
yes,
a
sir.
Text, and I got it. And
yes,
this
sir.
Morning, I still don't get it. I don't know what's happening. I thought maybe the tornado or something got to you.
Oh, really? Well, did you ever get
yeah,
the text saying you are now following TNT? Did you get that one?
Yes,
confirmation
I did.
Text?
While we were on
okay.
the call, you sent me a text, and I read it. and I got the message about the your message that you texted to me. I got it,
okay.
But today it wasn't there.
Well, we have had members from time to time, excuse me, from time to time receive the text even after the call is concluded. So let's see if that happens with you. If it does, then just resubscribe and make sure that
I'll
you
just
add
okay.
404
well,
to your contact list.
I thought I might while you had some time to mention it. I thought I'd do that. I sure did appreciate your doing, but I did find the message on my computer. But a lot of times I don't have my computer with me.
Okay.
So
all
I'll check it out then. Thank you very much.
Thank
I
you,
appreciate
sir.
It.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Alrighty. Bye-bye. Let's see. We had one caller who decided they didn't want to ask a question, probably because they thought Tony wasn't on the call. I never said Tony was not going to be here. I just didn't introduce him starting off because he wasn't here then. But, hey, Tony, what's up?
But he is now. Okay. So, anyway, I'm done with that. I was actually going to tell the one lady that I believe in OPM. And I believe in it so much that when the RV happens, I'm going to wait at home and I'm going to use raise money to do what I need to do. So that's other people's money. That's my plan. I'll use his money and let mine work out. All right. So.
Let's see. Since you brought that up. I'm going to let that go.
All right. I didn't want to interrupt because I didn't know what you guys had already talked about. But I can tell her, yeah, they are going to still have their sit-in and protest on the 18th. But it was about reforms, electricity, and everything that Abadi had promised them not being completed. But I like what you said, and you told her and let her know that the day that they're out there tearing up Maliki and Elawi's, both of their election posters and pictures and everything, they're on the street doing that. So now they've narrowed it down to probably Abadi and one other guy who they think will possibly make it to being their new prime minister. But one other guy is one too many for Abadi to be taking the chances that he's taking. We still don't understand why he would do this. Even though the closer we get to it, the more they talk about it. And I said on open mic yesterday, why are they talking about it? Why are they continuing talking about the monetary reforms every week, sometimes twice a week, if they don't plan on doing it for months and months? So that's kind of strange behavior to me. But we're going to watch, see what happens. I think either we'll see something now or by the end of the month to give him the momentum. And if he doesn't do it, I was going to say in my opinion, he deserved to leave, but I hope he don't. So we don't have to go through all this mess again. So we'll see what happens. Right.
Hey, you know what? I have a question that you might know the answer to, so I don't have to go try to find it and come back on another call.
Okay.
This member had asked earlier, says there still a 30-day window prior to the elections where major changes could not be made. Is this specific to the parliament, and is the CBI excluded? And you know anything about that 30-day window prior to the elections? Major changes could not be made?
No, I know they could not start their propaganda before 30 days. I know they're making changes right now because even though everybody says Parliament's not going to meet until June, Parliament is meeting today or tomorrow, and they said they will have a 90%. Show rate, and they're going to vote on laws tomorrow. So they're going to be making some changes. And we're within the window anyway. We're within 30 days now, so it's a moot point. All right?
Okay. Sounds good. Let's see. All right. I think another caller slipped in here. I guess we'll take them since I have some spare time here. California, you had your chance. You didn't want to ask me, so. 602, Arizona, you are on. Okay. We'll go to 608, Wisconsin. You are on.
Thank you for taking my call. A while back, there was a posting that said David Rothschild would not let this happen under any circumstance, and he would do what he could do to prevent that. It seems like all these little situations that keep coming up to block this could be a result of that. But do you know anything about it, or have you heard that comment?
I have heard the cabal, whoever they may be, a blocker. I've heard that there are still people in Iraq who are blocking it because they're making money off of the auction that they won't be able to make when the auction's in. And I understand,
sure.
You know, them doing that, but there's more at stake here than that. And the numbers triple and quadruple and everything else once they do the RV. So,
right.
Especially for, like, Rothschild, them, they own 30% of the CBI and 70, 80 CBIs throughout the world. Why wouldn't they want to make more money?
Sure.
So, no, I don't believe it's them in particular that are holding off, you know, and I don't think any one family, even with that kind of wealth, being that the global event and that this is going to, you know, be part of, it's been held off because of the laws of the country and the growth of Iraq, which we all understand. But anything other than that, they'll continue to make money like they always did. They'll just be making more of it once Iraq's back in the fold. So I don't think it's them holding it back now.
Okay. Well, thank you for your input. I appreciate that.
All right. Thank you,
okay,
sir.
Okay. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Okay. All right. We have Juan in Abu Dhabi. You're on.
Abu Dhabi. Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Man, I'm sorry. I'm jealous of you already.
Yeah. All right, yeah. It's only about...
I was going to say, I know you don't have nothing to complain about. You live in Abu Dhabi, but go ahead.
That's true. That's true. I'm going one of these days. I'm going to that the zip line. That is about 100 kilometers, something like that. Yeah, the new zip line.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
Or 1 mile,
okay,
or something.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, first of all, I would like to tell that brother last week that he was very upset because the thing wasn't happening and he bought 10 million Iraqi dinar. I just want to tell him a story about this guy that bought Kuwaiti dinar when that, you know, that thing, the whole thing happened a long time ago. This guy bought, just like him, 10 million Kuwaiti dinar. But he was so desperate that he couldn't hold no more. I want this money right now. Right now, I want it. He was like, you know, crazy. So the last thing he did, he said, like, you know, this ain't going to happen. So he went and sold all the Kuwaiti dinar. And after he did that, 3 weeks after that, Guess what? The Iraqis now went to $382. $3.82. And guess what he did? He killed himself.
He hung himself. Yep.
I want to tell that brother to hang on. If I waited 15 years, he can wait 2 or 3 years. So come on, calm down, bro. Now let me give you this might be a good news for you guys. I don't know, but I went to Al-Ansari exchange, which is one of the biggest exchange currency here in Abu Dhabi. Actually, in the UAE, and you know, normally I buy my Iraqi dinars there and the dong, and I went last week, and I was surprised because normally the lady that, you know, that normally does the change for me, she knows that I want high currency, you know, the 25,000 K. So she said, Juan, there's only one problem. And I go, what it is? And she said, well, we don't have no more 25K. We only have 5,000. And I go, what? But wait a second. So what are you telling me? She said, well, we just ran out of the 25,000, but we have the 5,000 if you want it. And I say, well, I got this friend of mine back in the state that he said, you know, you trying to smuggle all this money over here? And 5,000, it's a lot of bills to carry on trying to smuggle it back to the state. So, but then I say, but still money. So yeah, let me have it. But then I realized, I go, but wait a second. So that means they're running short. They're running dry. So that's a good news. Because we across the street to Iraq. If I fly from here to Iraq, it's only 2 hours.
Now, it's good news if they can't get any more. It's great news.
Yeah.
So, okay. That's the thing to find out, is it they just made a bad order or they can't get any more. Because then we're going to get excited. I'm going to get excited for everybody else.
That I can tell you maybe, what is it, Wednesday or Friday that you guys come back up?
Yep. Wednesday. Okay.
Yeah, well, what I could do is I can probably go tomorrow night and find out really what's the situation with the, if they can get more money or what.
All right, thanks. Let us know.
All right. Have a good one, guys.
All right, thank
you. Oh, by the way,
thank you.
I just rented a Lambo.
Oh, really?
they rent Lambos over there?
Yeah, they rent Rolls Royce, Lamborghini, Bentley. Yeah. Ferrari, all you want.
I'll be over there next week.
So many people, yeah. Riding in them over there. I thought they were buying them. They just go to the rental place.
You don't want to know. I tell you, these people are kind of weird, but it's okay, you know. They want to make the whole world believe whatever they want. That's okay.
Okay, thank you, sir.
All right, have a good one.
Bye-bye. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you.
Okay, Texas 806. We'll get you in. 806, Texas.
Hello.
806. Hello.
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 Hello. This is me.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
sir.
We hear you.
Yes, sir. Okay. Sorry, I got a 10-second delay. My question is, where do you get this 10% interest rate? Hello? I lost you.
Hey.
I'll let you know.
I'm using Ray for my OPM. So.
Okay, I'm asking a question here. Are you not hearing me?
Yes, sir. I said, After the RV, I'll let you know. I'll give you
more
than one source.
Oh, after the RV, you'll let me know.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Well, I've been hearing the 10% interest. Now, we was curious about what banks you'd get that from.
Okay. We'll have the information. As soon as it's the appropriate time to release it, we will.
Okay. Thank you very much. You have a good day.
You're welcome. Thank you, sir. All right, Tony. I didn't have a lot of new intel to share, so the monologue was short, and there were only about 8 or 9 questions. So we're through this session. Do you have any closing comments you'd like to share?
All I can say is, again, we know it's going to happen. We just don't know when it's going to happen. But, again, they keep talking about the monetary reforms, keep talking about the currency, everything else. And if they truly didn't want it on top of your mind, I don't think they keep doing that. I don't see the benefit of it even going into the election.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's still bank personnel, I can tell you on this side, who still think it will happen during this month. And I'm hoping they're right. Again, because that is what makes sense to us going into an election. Now, if they start protesting the body tomorrow, like you think, you start doing your sit-in, and the contractors said they're going to stay there until something happens, I think it will be a better chance for us to see it prior to the election to get everybody excited again. So I'm not down. I'm certainly not out. Everything looks super positive to me. So we'll come back on Wednesday if we have to. And if we get anything exciting before Wednesday, you'll see an update or you'll get a Twitter. All right? So enjoy your Monday. Ray?
All right. It's a marvelous Monday. Keep believing, everyone.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
You to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Bacardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's going to
About your future.
Excited about